Harper Bliss, author of Lesbian Fiction, and I'm her missus. Thank you for listening to our podcast where we try to talk about our journey in writing and publishing,
but we usually get sidetracked by television or our cat.
Meow.
Welcome to Harper Bliss and her missus. Hello everyone, this is episode 5 of the relaunched
Harper Bliss
and her missus, and we're recording this on Saturday, April 28th, 2018.
Hello,
well,
missus.
Hello, Harper.
How are you?
I'm great, I'm very excited.
For?
I have to play golf this afternoon. I have to represent my club. I have to play in the actual interclub competition.
You better win because you don't want to let your team down.
Yes, well, chances of that happening are very, very slim, but it's exciting. I mean,
I believe in you.
Well, we'll see. I mean, you came. I went to do a small practice round yesterday against my mother, and you came for the first time.
Yes.
And
I was allowed on the golf course. Who knew? I never thought I was allowed.
Yes, well, you
and
were.
All this time I was allowed.
Yes.
And it's so beautiful there.
I've asked you so many times to come, though.
Oh, I don't think
yes.
So.
Yes, I did.
Not that I understood it in a way that it was actually an invitation.
Okay, that aside, I beat my mother.
Yes. But she told me that she let you win for your confidence.
Yes, yes, of course. But yes, the adversary I will face today is probably going to be of a whole other level than my mother. So yeah, we'll see. It's usually these 15-year-old girls who do nothing else but play golf all the time and
baby dykes.
Well, I don't know. There must be some among them. But yeah, so it's going to be tough. I'll let you know next week if I manage to win my match or if I was completely humiliated by someone who could be my daughter.
Oh my God, that's a scary thought.
Anyway,
yeah, so, but why was I so enthusiastic to go with you to the golf course yesterday? Was there any other particular reason?
No, I don't think so. Well, yes. Should I announce it?
Yes, of course.
So this fits into the recap of the week section. So a big part of my week is that I have started co-writing a book with my wife, Harper Bliss.
Yes, and I think we need to specify co-writing because, I mean, I consider most of my books already co-written with you because you do so much. But you never did first draft before.
And so now we're each writing a chapter, you know, each in turn, each doing one character.
Yeah, so you have now officially become a writer.
Yes, well, I've written.
No, you have.
I have. Okay, I have written 4 chapters.
Yeah, I mean, 4 chapters can be the beginning of, you know, 4 million chapters in your life. Huh?
Yes, I suppose so.
You have to start somewhere.
That's true. So yeah, so we started on this co-write, and it. I mean, the reason you came yesterday was because it is. Sure, can we say what it is? The book.
Ah, it's a golf romance. Oh, yeah, well, okay. Yes, of course. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense.
Yes. So it's a golf romance.
Yes.
So
big lesbian trope.
But I think it would be good.
It's more than just a golf romance, but we'll talk about all
yes,
of that
I mean,
later.
It's a Harper Bliss book.
It has a couple of other lesbian tropes.
Yes. So that was a big part of my week. Also, well, we had a launch this week.
Yeah, of course. We're still doing this.
Yes.
So, yes, I launched, well, we launched Crazy for You, Pink Bean 8.
Yay.
And it's currently number 1 everywhere.
Yay.
In lesbian romance, which is really great, especially because, you know, I launched the book without social media. And it just goes to show that you don't need social media to launch a book. And yeah. I also want to thank everyone who, you know, has been so very enthusiastic about it, especially the members of my launch team. Thank you so much. The book is a little bit controversial, as always, but not like, you know, not extremely so. So it's like, it's basically a typical Harper Bliss book.
Yeah, well, I mean, the theme it has is not a theme that has never been addressed in lesbian romance.
No.
I mean, it's something that comes back on occasion
in some
books. So.
One of the characters is an escort.
Yes. So
I think I can definitely say that. That's not a spoiler.
No.
And I said to you this week, when I was writing this book, I was like at peak pantsing. I really enjoyed writing it. And that is my preferred way of writing. You know, it's just to like I mean, I just feeling all the emotions, really, mm-hmm. and pantsing my way through them. That is what I enjoy the most. But I mean, my writing now is a little bit different because, well, I've co-written a book. And also this week we sent, Claire and I sent our co-written book to the editor, Cheyenne. So it's like, you know, it's my dream team. So that was a big step for us as well. So the book is now with the editor. So, and also we've already sent it to a couple of early readers who enjoyed it. But this, we're still waiting on the opinion of another early reader, namely my wife.
But I mean, I have read it. I read it as it was written. I mean, I started now on the version that went to the editor. Yeah. But of course, with all the other stuff going on this week, I wasn't able to read it as quickly as I wanted to.
But when you first read it, did you like it?
Of course. Of course I enjoyed
You're
it.
You're never allowed to say you don't like something.
What am I going to say in front of people?
That's why you need other first readers that are not your wife.
Yes.
Although Claire does say that her wife, Yvonne, is very blunt. So, but it's different, I think, for them because they're not in business together and they don't have to work together. So I think that's very different.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, well, I wanted to say something else about Penguin 8, because even though I'm no longer on social media, someone, you, told me that some people have asked if Catherine, who is a friend of Jessica is the main character of the book, a lot of people have seemed to have taken
a liking to
Catherine.
Well, she's a great character.
So I've been getting the question, will Penguin 9 be about Catherine? But it was not my intention, because Penguin 9 was going to be the last book, and I already knew what it was going to be about, the last book, and it was not Catherine.
But now,
this
question presents itself.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, this is indie publishing, right? And, you know, one of the things about it is that, you know, a lot of contact with readers, and I get a lot of feedback, and this would be a good chance for me to perhaps, you know, give them what they want.
Yes.
And Cheyenne, it was actually Cheyenne who said, wouldn't 10 books in a series be better than 9? You know, a nice round number, because Cheyenne really likes Catherine as well. So I may reconsider, you know. And I mean, surely Catherine could make a great main character for a book.
Yes, definitely. I mean,
she's got a lot going on, and she has a gaggle of gays.
Yes, so she can have entertaining brunches.
A gaggle of gays is really something you need in your life.
Yes. So maybe there'll be 10 books in the Pink Bean series.
Maybe,
who knows?
Maybe, we'll see.
Watch this space.
Yeah. I do also want to say it's going to be a little while before I start on the next Pink Bean, because, you know, well, we just, Claire and I just wrote this book. Now we are writing this book. And I do want to start another series. I don't know. I'll see. Anyway. Yeah, I think the recap of the week has gone on long enough.
Yes.
It was a busy week.
Yes. So we didn't do any TV binge watching this week.
No, not this week.
But there's shows that we watch every week that are not, you know, that come out one episode a week. And one that we have been enjoying immensely this season is
The Good Fight.
Yes.
It's so good.
It's really, really good.
I think it's better than The Good Wife, which it's a spin-off of. Because, I mean, it's still CBS, it's still network TV, but it's like, I think they're online thing.
Yes.
So it's not shown actually on network TV, so you have to actually go look for it. I don't know, I don't think you have to pay for it. I don't know about that. I don't live in the US. But
they have more freedom and more, you know.
It's so good, and it's extremely topical. It cannot be more topical. Plus, they hate Trump. But wow, I'm so impressed. And I mean, all the actors are so great, except for one who I really cannot stand. But, you know, that's just a personal thing.
Yes, but Diane Lockhart is amazing.
And Luca.
And Luca is amazing.
And I really like Luca and her, you know, the thing with her.
Her love interests.
Yeah, I really like him too.
Yeah.
And he's a man. But this show is very, very female fronted.
Yes, all the main characters are women.
But it's so good.
Yes.
It's probably the best thing that, you know, we watch week on week.
Yes. So if you haven't watched it, it's the second season now. It's on what, CBS All Access, or what's it called?
Yeah, but the second season, I think, is much better than the first. I think that the first they were still like trying to find, you know,
trying to move away from the good wife.
Yeah, but this
well,
one,
I'd find
and
defeat.
There's a lot of characters from the, because I mean we did enjoy the good wife a lot.
Yes,
but there were a lot of great side characters in the good wife, and like the best ones, then they get back for the good fight. It's really great, you know.
Like Carrie Preston, who plays Elspeth, what's her name again? Kooky lawyer, she comes back in The Good Fight, and some
and
of
Ruth,
the judges.
Ruth Eastman,
yes,
from the Democratic Party.
Yes, so there's
plus
a lot.
There's a lesbian character.
Yes,
but she's not my favorite character at all.
No, but there's still a lesbian character.
Yes, yes, and we have to applaud this.
Eli Gold's daughter Maya, she's a big part of The Good Fight as
well.
Yeah,
it's all about the women.
Yes,
yeah, I mean, I really liked Liz, but she's gone now.
Oh well. So, what's next?
Yes, for the topic of the week, I have chosen. Well, I have imposed upon you.
Yes, I have no idea what we're going to talk about because I have not prepared. I was too
you
busy.
You don't prepare?
I was too busy.
Well, I was busy too. But anyway, the topic of the week is the production model. And I do want to say something because about the term production model, because I think I picked it up from I won't say idol, but from a woman I admire named Orna Ross. You know, because when I came face to face with Orna Ross, I made a drunken fool of myself. But that's because, I mean, I said like very drunkenly, oh, I admire you so much. But I do because, you know, she knows so much.
Mm-hmm.
And she has like the most amazing Irish accent when she says things, and it makes things go down so much easier. So, yeah, the Alliance of Independent Authors, they've identified, I think, 7 models for indie publishing. And one of them is the production model. So basically, the production model is write and publish fast. For a few times now, I've said, oh, my goal is I want to publish a new book every month. As I do every year. But I have always failed. And the reason why I want to publish a book every month is because I think the Amazon 30-day cliff is very real. I mean, I just saw the other day, I had 6 weeks between 2 books, and the 2 weeks that I, you know, gap between
new publications.
Yeah, the
income went down significantly.
It went off the cliff.
Yes, quite so, almost literally.
Yeah, I mean, it's like really very much a thing for me. I mean, it's never the same for 2 people, right? But I do think that in general, it's a thing. So I want to talk about the perils and the awesomeness of the production model. How's that for a title?
Wow.
So my goal is, again, this year, to have a new release every month. Are you mocking me?
No, I wouldn't dare.
But, so am I really so stupid to make the same mistakes all over again? Because I have announced this twice before, I think, and I have failed twice. So what am I doing to not fail this time?
What are you doing?
I'm asking myself the question. Well,
do you know what you're doing?
Yes, I do know what I'm doing, because not every new release has to be a brand new novel. Like, for instance, one month I'm going to bundle all my short stories, you know, put out a short story collection, which, you know, will be a good deal for many people, also for me, but also for the readers. And I'm also working on some shorter work. Plus, I'm co-writing. I mean, when you co-write so many words in so little time, you know, it's really great. Plus, I'm doing a lot more deep work, a concrete example is that I used to only write from like 8 to 10 or 10:30 in the morning, but now I've added an extra writing session most days of the week in the afternoon. So, you know, that it all adds up. And because, you know, I thought, look, I'm a writer and I only write, what, two hours a day? Come on. And I thought I needed to do it that way for sustainability, which I will get to later. I mean, I don't do it every week, because like this week was launch week, you know, launch week. It's very hard to not like be swept up in the launch energy, which is also a real thing. So
you haven't written much in the afternoon this week?
No. No, not too much, but it's okay. Yeah? I mean, for me, I must also learn to be a bit more flexible about things, you know, to not be super rigid in my routine.
I am so happy to hear you say that.
Except for my morning routine, that is like very, if I don't have my morning routine, my day will not be right.
That's true. I can attest to that.
But anyway, these are the things that I'm doing. So, and, you know, I have my year planned out, you know, I mean, there will be changes. There's always changes, mm-hmm. especially, you know, if it's like 6 months ahead. I have learned it's not possible to plan 6 months ahead. Yeah, I mean, we're co-writing now.
Yes, I mean, and if we do this again, we can double the number of books that we output if we both write the same number of words. Imagine that. But that's not going to happen anytime soon.
Well, you need to build up to
it. Yes, but...
When I started out, I didn't write 1,500 words a day, so you're already writing 1,500 words a day.
Yeah, I'm quite proud of it.
No, it's great. We're still married, so we'll yes. check back in next week.
Yeah, we said we would do a little evaluation after a week of doing this to see if it was sustainable and if we wanted to continue. And the good news is, yes, we are still married, and yes, we want to continue writing this book.
Yeah, so. But I want to say something about this as well, because we started on Tuesday? We started co-writing on Tuesday?
Yes.
And on Monday, I had like a meltdown. And
yes.
I mean, this is one of the perils of the production model. You know, that day, on that very day, four projects came together. Like, I was juggling four projects, and it was too much. So it was poor planning from my side. You know, I should plan better, even though, you know, I plan. In my writing, I'm a pantser, but in my life, I'm definitely a plotter. And so I think what I have learned is that if you choose this model, which is, you know, which will cause a lot of stress at times, stress management is definitely needed.
Yes.
So like it's not even an option. Like, you need to, and I mean, stress management, I think it can be different for many people, but for me is I need to like
get out of the house and
get
go
out
for
of the
a
house
walk.
And go for a walk, for instance, you know, do a workout, swing my kettlebell. Swinging the kettlebell is great.
Come to the golf club with me and walk along
really
when I
great.
Play.
That was really nice about being on the golf course, because it's really beautiful, and you know, there are no phones, and it's just you playing a game in nature. I mean, I was not playing the game. I was obviously not allowed to play the game because I don't play golf, but I might take some lessons.
Yes.
So yeah, like golf, for instance, I think for you would be ideal stress management.
Oh, it is. It's like you said. It's you know, it's an exercise in mindfulness, because you're alone a lot of the time. You're in nature and you're not thinking about other stuff, or you try not to think about other stuff. You have to focus on hitting your ball straight.
Yeah.
And it's just really nice and peaceful to have a couple of hours among the
away
trees.
Away from everything.
And away from everything.
And nature. I think nature is very important, because what I've been doing this week is we have like a, how do you call it?
We have a forest.
A forest,
big forest type park, not that far from here.
It's like 15-minute walk from here. So I just walk to the forest and just like walk around in the forest a little bit. And it's just, it changes my mood so much. So I need to do that. Like every day, if I can.
Unfortunately, you know, Belgium has the kind of weather where you do not feel inclined to do this every day. But
I have a machine inside that I can use.
Yes. So no, but I think
can
it's
play a, with my cat.
I can really notice the difference before and after you've gone for a walk.
Oh, but me too. Plus, I only drink decaf coffee in the afternoon.
Yeah.
I think it's because sleep is also very important. If you don't get a good night's sleep. I don't know. This production model might not be for everyone, but you know, I mean, we are two people in this business.
Yeah, I mean,
and we are like we are, how to say this?
A well-oiled machine.
Yes, that's what I was gonna say. In our book factory, you know, I often say this is a book factory, right? And I mean, it kind of takes the emotion out of it, and you know, but I put all my emotion in my writing anyway. So
well, it's true that someone who does this all by themselves probably wouldn't be sustainable for most people.
I know people who do it,
yeah,
but it's not.
It's not for many people. But
no, I think sustainability is very important.
As there's two of us, we can divide the tasks and make it more sustainable, at least for now. Maybe as we age, we will have to change the frequency.
We'll play see. More golf.
Yes, we'll play. Well, then we'll have a series of golf romances, maybe.
Yeah, yes.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yes. So your mother was going to want to read our golf romance.
I know. That's why I said we should do Fate to Black. Because she's going to want to read it.
We've been discussing Fate to Black or not in this book.
Oh, maybe, you know, if anybody is listening or watching this podcast, in the comments or email us at harperblissandhermisses@gmail.com. Would you read a Fade to Black Harper Bliss novel, or does it have to be steamy? Please let us know.
Yes, let us know.
Fade to Black, so my mom can read it. Anyway, we welcome your feedback.
Yeah, like the book Claire and I co-wrote, I think it's maybe something that your mom might enjoy. So I said, well, you should read it, and I will tell you exactly which chapters to skip, and the story will still make sense. But yeah. I don't think she'll do it. And also now, I think I had a couple of glasses of wine when I...
You mean you don't think she'll read it, or you don't think she'll skip the chapters?
Oh, no, she... Yeah, I don't think she'll read it. But I'm not going to ask her again.
I will.
You
I will give her a copy, of course.
Yeah, a print copy, maybe, and then we can, like, tear out the pages.
Or maybe clip them, glue them together. Okay, anyway. So last thing, how's your absence of social media going?
Oh, it's wonderful. Oh, I cannot say enough good things about it. I would challenge everyone to try it for 1 week. And by everyone, I also mean you.
Well, I have to say I have been on it less, I think, since you went off it completely.
Because you don't have to like all my stuff anymore.
Well, there's that. But just in general, also, it probably also is because, you know, we've had such a busy week. I didn't have a lot of time to linger on Facebook.
You
and
need
stuff.
Your brain power for writing.
Yes, so I have been on it less than I used to be. So maybe I'll try some time to do a week without.
I reckon I get 1 hour of extra work time a day. Definitely. Or not. It doesn't have to be work time. Huh? You can do other things.
I go quality for a time.
Walk. Yeah, I go for a walk for an hour. Or, you know, it's but it's not just a time. But, I mean, I covered this last week.
Yes, we don't need to go
back
into
that. I just want to say that the chances of me ever going back to social media are very slim. Also, do we really want, like, this big corporation owning all our data and using us to make money?
Yeah, no, that's
because
true.
I previously never really thought about it. That's why I just shrugged, right? Like most people, so what does it really matter? But I mean, when you really think about it, is this what we want?
Maybe not. And now with this launch without social media, you know, you don't really need it, do you?
No, I don't need it. And I love being offered this. It's such peace of mind.
Also for things like, I mean, I used to think Facebook advertising, I mean, you need to be on Facebook to do that. But for less fig books, I don't know if Facebook advertising is that useful because it's difficult to achieve anything.
To target.
So yeah, so for that you don't need to stay on it either, I think. So yeah, we'll see.
So if I mean maybe some people have been trying to reach me on social media, send me an email instead.
Yes. So yeah, harperbliss@gmail.com, or if you want to reach both of us, harperblissandhermisses@gmail.com.
Yes.
So I think that should do it for today.
Yes, I hope the video was recorded.
Yes, sorry about the technical snafu last week for those who watch on YouTube. I don't know why, but the computer didn't save the video. I hope it did this time.
Yes.
In any case, until next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Harper Bliss and Her Misses.
You can find all the episodes and show notes at harperblissandhermisses.com.
We also have a favor to ask.
If you could rate and review the podcast wherever you listen to it, that would help other people find us.
Thank you.